Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and this is what I would call part two of a two-part series. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episode and then push play on this particular episode. But the topic at hand is the whole transitioning or leveraging your corporate experience and mindset, and marrying that with the entrepreneur, small business, even you could the consulting mindset, and leveraging the best of both worlds to really become a force to be reckoned with. And I say that because, and I bring that up because a lot of people think it's one or the other, and even try to degrade people who work for corporate America versus those who are entrepreneur. If you work in corporate America and you're comfortable in that, then in some cases, you know, you're always working for someone else and you're always making someone else rich. But there is some value in being in the discipline that it takes when you're working for someone else. That it's a great way to hone some of your own skills as far as being able to be disciplined, being able to follow directions. People have this false thought process that if you are an entrepreneur or a small business, you don't work for anyone. You only work for yourself. Well, the reality is that you're working to keep that business open. In order to keep that business open, you have to be willing to do what it takes in servicing the people who are paying you, your customers. So your customers are, in essence, your boss. And if you have hundreds of customers, you have hundreds of bosses. At the same time, maybe you're working with bigger clients, but that's in itself also tricky and challenging because you have no choice but to react to whatever whims or demand of one or two clients if they are the ones that are your bread and butter. And furthermore, you run the risk of if for whatever reason those one or two clients decide to go in a different direction. In layman's terms, we would say you're screwed. And I've seen many quote-unquote entrepreneurs do that, in that they have one client. They get that one big contract. And, you know, it right out the gate, especially early success, can be dangerous because they get that one client and you have it in your mind that that client is going to be there and your anchor indefinitely. And the reality is, even if nothing changes with your relationship, there are other factors that can take place that will terminate your relationship. Mergers, acquisitions, just, you know, the company losing financing or deciding to move their financing in a different direction. All things that you have no control over, they have no control over, they can't predict. And suddenly you're without a contract. And over, I've seen entrepreneurs, one minute, you know, they are, you know, on top of the world, they've won a big contract. And then within 12 months, they're closing their doors because they lost that one contract. One contract, in other words, does not a business make. And I've seen those people not have anything in the pipeline that they think can go to. And in true business form, you need to have multiple things in the pipeline, and always be looking for what's next. And what that often means and what often happens is that the person that's running that business or owns that business, you have to spend less time doing the things that you probably enjoy the most and spend more of your time on sales and marketing. And all these lessons that I'm sharing with you, and both from experience, a lot of that I learned by doing in corporate America. But there's one big difference in that, and I, when while working in corporate America, I was always not just doing and focusing on my role and moving up a particular career path, although that was a byproduct of my time there, but I was always looking to my left and to my right, looking in front of me, behind me, looking above me, looking below me, and trying to understand all of the different players and positions and even the games that were being played, so to speak, the strategies that were being worked, the hierarchy, the culture. I studied that. And I absorbed that and I made note, and there were a lot of takeaways of things that I wouldn't do in my company or thought I wouldn't do or thought I could avoid. But I also always tried to see why certain decisions, in particular the ones I didn't agree with, but why I could understand the logic behind it and what led them to certain decisions, no matter how unfavorable they were. And I oftentimes found myself explaining it to others. Well, this is why they do this. This is why they think this way. This is why they made that decision. And I still, regardless of whether I agreed with them or not, but I say that to say that in your own small business, the same is true. You need to be able to, first of all, be honest with yourself, be honest with your faults, be honest when you're messing up. It's so many times people get frustrated with their corporate jobs because during the review process, something is said that you don't agree with. But sometimes you really need to sit and absorb that feedback, because that feedback actually can make or break your desire to become an entrepreneur. Because if there are certain bad habits that are being pointed out to you by others, that actually could be pivotal information that you can apply going into your business. Whether it's attention to detail or starting things and not finishing, or just not being accountable, or waiting for someone to give you the answers versus being proactive. That type of feedback, really try to digest what they're saying to you. Because when you are your own business, you have to evaluate yourself on a regular basis. And the most important thing is that you're able to be honest with yourself. Knowing what your bad habits are. I will confess right here, right now, I don't love paperwork. I don't like the bookkeeping aspects of it. But it's something that I have committed to not outsourcing. I've got to do the things that I don't necessarily enjoy, but I need to be aware, and no one is going to do it and fully appreciate it and know all the ins and outs like myself. It's just as hard for me to outsource because I've got to explain everything to everyone and give them a perspective and bring them up to speed and hope they understand all of those things. That became just as tedious. So for me, it's like taking the time and really sitting down. And I know when I have, you know, some paperwork that I need to take care of, all the different ways I can make up excuses and convince myself. And before I know it, I have, you know, pushed off or pushed aside something that I need to take care of. And I have to sometimes call myself on the carpet. Just like you would in corporate America, someone else might call you on the carpet and you might be offended. Sometimes you got to call yourself on the carpet. And if you don't have that discipline, if you don't make yourself self-aware, then you're just setting yourself up. Otherwise, in building a business and thinking that you're never going to have to do things that you just don't enjoy, you're uncomfortable, they're outside your comfort zone, they're not your specialty, you don't enjoy them. If you think that the definition of being an entrepreneur is that you get to bypass anything unpleasant, then you're not being honest with yourself in no way, shape, or form. There is not an entrepreneur, a successful, long-term entrepreneur that, even on a daily basis, has to do maybe one or two things that may not be their ideal thing. And a prime example, if you are a chef, let's say, and you love cooking, don't open a restaurant, because you're going to spend 99% of your time. I was going to give you 97. I'm going to say 99% of your time running a restaurant, not cooking. So, and that just, you can repeat that paradigm over and over and over. And I'm not saying that to discourage anyone or tell you not to do it or to just feel defeated about the whole idea of being an entrepreneur. I'm just giving you little nuggets, things to address up front in yourself that you've got to repeat to yourself. I want this bad enough that I will take the good, the bad, and the ugly to ensure that this is successful. And that's all. That's all that this whole episode is all about, is whatever time that you are doing in corporate America, use that time to learn and educate and observe and take notes and accept that some of the things that you don't like about corporate America, they are a reality of doing business, and you have to find your approach in making it as palatable as possible and irregardless. You've got to accept that those are the necessities of running a successful business. So be very, very, very careful about saying what you won't do, aren't going to do, don't do as an entrepreneur. Don't, won't, and can't just are not the tools of a successful entrepreneur. So I hope you take this advice and stride as you go forward. And I encourage anyone to be an entrepreneur and wish you much success. But I hope these little nuggets will help you in your on your journey to success, to avoid some of the common pitfalls, so that it's always forward and you never find yourself having to backtrack and regroup or have any regrets. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned as we talk more about the both worlds, you know, the corporate world, entrepreneur world, and living in both of those and thriving. But that's all for this episode. Bye for now.